is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
I done preached and y'all through, y'all missed it. This is the whole story, this is the whole message right here. That even when you take some L's, some losses in life, that God don't lose you. And the kingdom has taken some L's in 2020. Because some folk who you believe would never show their you-know-whats have shown them. Folk you just knew had faith. You see now that faith was only based on some stuff. And David, my friends, has encountered some L's, but yet God turns some things around. They're trying, David's desire here is to get the Ark of the Covenant, which symbolizes the presence of God, back to the city of David, known as Jerusalem. And in doing so, he's made some mistakes. Now, he's just got the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant has just now been taken away from the Philistines because he defeated the Philistines. He defeated them. He conquered the Philistines. And so now, on their way back to Jerusalem, they make some mistakes. Let's look at it, my friends. Let's look at thankfulness, number one, expressed. Thankfulness expressed. It is the display, the demonstration of thankfulness. But in order to do that, I got to give you a little backstory. David leaves the children of Israel to bring the Ark of the Covenant back. In doing so, rules according to Levitical law, according to law and what God had placed. The Ark of the Covenant had some holes, four holes, where you're supposed to place poles through those holes, and then the bearers of the ark are to carry it by the pole. So holy, so sacred is this Ark of the Covenant that folk ain't just supposed to touch it. But for whatever reason, because of getting the Ark of the Covenant, it was just so important to get the Ark of the Covenant back that David skipped steps just to get the presence of God back the way he needed it. That sounds like some of us today, y'all, that in our hearts of hearts, we didn't really mean any harm, but we were in a tight. We needed a quick fix. We needed God to move right then, and so I was so desperate to feel something that I skipped some steps. But at the end of the day, sin is still sin. Falling short is still falling short. You may have meant good, but if you didn't do the right thing, it's still sin. You got to learn in this season to be thankful that God sees your sin and will forgive your sin. But the problem many of us have, and the reason why we can't praise Him, we still won't confess the sin. We still want to show up like we've never done anything wrong. Like your life is just perfect. Watch what happened. Told you they're supposed to hold the ark by the poles. But in a tight, David permitted some brothers just to hold, put it on a cart. And they put it on a cart, but that wasn't God's will. It was moving the ark, but it wasn't God's will. It's making progress to home, but it ain't the way God told you to do it. And I'm dealing with people. We're living amongst people who are not doing it God's way. But watch this. I'm going to bless you in a minute. You'll be happy in a minute. You're mad now, but you'll be happy in a minute. Watch this. Watch this. On the journey, heading back to Jerusalem, as in life, you run into some bumps in the road. Lord have mercy. You run into some grooves in the road. And so the cart stumbled. Lord have mercy. The cart didn't fall over. The cart didn't go to the, out of the way. The cart just reached the bump in the road. And in doing so, this man named Uzzah, this brother named Uzzah, who showed up to just help out, who David authorized to watch the cart and watch the ark, he saw the cart was tipping, and he tried to go get the ark before it fell off. And he touched the Ark of the Covenant. Now, God had a decision to make. If I'm going to be God, I got to be true to my word. And God say, if anybody who ain't authorized to touch that ark touch it, you will be struck dead. So God had to let somebody die for somebody to obey him correctly. God will allow some people to suffer. He will let you suffer some stuff for you to learn more about his will. What am I saying to you? That sometimes we are suffering needlessly. Sometimes we're suffering because we won't obey. Now a man dies, and watch, here's the problem. Uzzah got good intentions. Uzzah didn't do anything wrong. Uzzah was trying to save the church. I'm sorry, trying to save the ark. Uzzah was just trying to do right by, Uzzah was just trying to save the ark. He stepped in a fix. But sometimes we got the wrong people in the right place. And when you put the wrong people in the right place, even with good intentions, somebody go die. And David has to wear this on his heart because now, really, ultimately, David, you're responsible for Uzzah dying because you saw him do that and you let it go because you just wouldn't take one extra step and get those men with the poles. Because that's not the way God said to carry the ark. God don't let us skip steps because we've been good boys. Because I just feel like you got to do it the way God say do it. And so David gets like what we're getting right now, bought lessons. So now God allows the Ark of the Covenant to go to the house of a man named Obed-Edom. It's not at home. It's not to Jerusalem. This is where he wanted to be. And for a period of 3 months, the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God with the mercy seat, the golden mercy seat and the golden cherubim that are facing each other, is in the house of Obed-Edom. It's not where God wants it to be, but at least it ain't where God didn't want it to be. Look at it. And for 3 months, David hears that the Lord done blessed the house of Obed-Edom. David says, it's in the wrong place, but at least we obeyed this time. And it's being blessed because somebody obeyed, even though it ain't in the place it could be in. So David has to go through a period of watching God bless somebody else's house. And at the end of the day, David, your own disobedience caused this. David gets word after 3 months that it's okay to go get that ark now. Now you will hear from God, won't you? When people die and you don't get the blessing and you see it go to other people's house, now you're here, God, won't you? See, I'm sad that it took us a pandemic to finally hear God. Isn't it beautiful, y'all, that I better not bother that. I'm trying not to get in trouble. But isn't it beautiful that you would not hear God, would not come to church and hear God? But now that you can sit at home, now you can be at home and not hear God. Sooner or later, you just go hear God one way or another, ain't you? Okay. After 3 months, the ark leaves the house of Obed-Edom. And David now got them poles. I bet you he got them poles now. Kim, he got them poles now. Ain't no more cart. They done burnt that cart up, Kim. Whatever, any memory of anything we did wrong, we burn it up. We gonna do it now God's way. Because he allowed us another chance to get to his presence. And now they get the ark. And they got them on the poles. Them boys holding them poles with pride. And David is leading them. Look what happens. They take six steps. They take six steps. Six, the number of humanity. The number of humanity as far as you can go before it becomes number seven when you allow God to take it. They go as far as humanly possible. Watch this now. David takes six steps with that ark. One, two, three, four. And he notices that nobody died. I'm trying to help somebody. Nobody dies now. This is the first time he's been in possession of the Ark of the Covenant in 3 months. The last time he was in possession of the Ark of the Covenant, somebody died. But he had enough faith in God to go back to what hurt his feelings, to go back to where he failed and try again. And he got the Ark of the Covenant, and they were able to make some progress, and God did not strike them, which meant that God must be okay with us doing it this way. David said, stop the party, stop the moving, let's stop right here and give God some praise. Where my trumpet? Listen to me, I'm going to sacrifice right here. I just don't make sense. I don't know whose land this is. I don't know whose road this is. But I know I got some oxen. I got some fatness. I'm going to give God glory. I'm going to make a sacrifice right here, because right here is the place that I see God's mercy. I see God's grace, because he's given me another chance. And look at it. So David decides to express himself. Now, David decides to express his thankfulness. David decides on his own. Let's go in the Bible so y'all won't see him making this up. Verse 13, and it was so that when they had bare the ark of the Lord, had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. He made a sacrifice. Look at verse 14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with the linen ephod. Wait a minute. I'm trying to make my soul happy already. Watch this. David, the Bible does not say they. The Bible doesn't say the bearers of the ark. The Bible does not say all the children of Israel. The Bible says David danced before the Lord. Watch this, though. David danced before the Lord in the sight of the people. But for this moment in time, David praises the Lord despite. Lord, y'all ain't ready for this, because I shy. I can't just do that in front of everybody. I just can't be. That's why I'm getting to the point, y'all, and I want you preachers, and I want you worship leaders, I want y'all to help me. We gonna help each other. Stop begging folk to praise a God. Because all you're showing is how I can't tell you how to praise God. I can't tell you that you should praise God. All I know is my Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Now watch this. Watch this. David makes a choice to express himself. Because watch what David does. David finally realized how to have church. David learns how to have church. David has church in the road before he has church in Jerusalem. The reason why we struggle having church, having praise in church, because you ain't praised him at home. You ain't praised him in the doctor's office. You ain't praised him in the hospital. You ain't praised him anywhere else. So you don't know how to praise him. Look at it. David says, I see these 6 steps we done took, and God ain't strike me. That means God done forgave me. That means God done looked beyond my faults, and he done seen every last one of my needs. He's given me another chance. He see that I failed, and I failed, and it broke my heart. But I gave it another chance, and God said yes to whatever it is I'm doing. I'm going to stop right here and give God praise. Now watch this now. Watch this. Y'all ain't going to like this. David expresses himself. And if you look at the Hebrew etymology of dance here, that means David danced in circles. David dances in circles. He just dances in circles. He's going around and around dancing in circles. Wait a minute. Bible says David danced before the Lord. Now he's dancing in a circle. He ain't just sitting there tapping his feet, trying to be cute. Bible don't even say David said nothing. Amen. Amen. Bible says David began to dance. Woo! Wait a minute. And I get it now, Lord, that the reason why I don't need to worry about other folk, because I remember who I'm dancing for. I ain't dancing for you. I ain't dancing to look cute for you. I don't care how it looked. This ain't for you. This is for the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I don't care if you laugh at it. I don't care if you point your finger at it. I don't care if you take all that. Watch this. You ain't lose Uzzah. I did. You ain't lose the Ark of the Covenant. I did. You don't know how far I came. You don't know what it took for me to get back here. Talk about me. Laugh at me. I'm going to dance. I don't care how it looks. Because it's my way to express. Lord, y'all, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Bible don't say what physical ailments David had. Y'all missed that one. Bible don't say who was sitting next to David. Bible don't say who was preaching that Sunday. Bible don't say who was singing on the praise team that day. All I know is David saw a moment to give God glory, and he danced. If you need certain accoutrements, if you need that to praise him, you ain't got one. If you need that to praise him, you ain't got one. If you need them to be here, you ain't got no praise. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. I love this text. I love it. I love this text because it's personal, but it's made public. How I personally feel about it is made public, whether y'all like it or not. Watch this. David dances before the Lord, and he was wearing a linen ephod. He's wearing his priestly vestments. Now, this ephod is a prayer vestment, but it's normally worn as an undergarment. Missed it. Missed it. It's a priestly vestment that's normally seen beneath your normal clothes. David done danced so hard. Wait a minute. The king is dancing. Y'all missed it. Tell me where you missed it at. I'm gonna tell you where you missed it at. Because I just told you King David is able somehow to wear a priestly garment. I'm gonna try one more time. The king politically is able to wear some religiously. Wait a minute. I'm gonna try one more time. Because normally who was able to pray and to lead worship were Levitical priests from the tribe of Levi. I ain't got no problem with that. But here's your shout. David is not from the tribe of Levi. He's from the tribe of Judah. And last time I checked, Judah means praise. It's in my blood to praise him. It's in my heart to praise him. It's what I know is to praise him. Woo! Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. Because you think you're going to have a robe to praise him. I don't need your role. I don't need your program. I don't need your moniker. I don't need what you call me. I know. Lord, have mercy. Because look what God done. God has broken his own rule just for David. Y'all missed it. You mean I ain't going to praise God and he letting me wear something I don't even supposed to be wearing? He let me live with blessings I do not deserve. And you mean to tell me I'm going to let your look, I'm going to let your frown, I'm going to let you roll in your eyes, stop me from praising God, and he giving me food. I don't know how he did it. He's taking care of me. I don't know how he doing it. Every blessing he gave me, I do not deserve it. And you think I'm going to let you fold your arms? Stop me. Because I know. I know. I'm from the tribe of Judah. I shouldn't even be here. God is letting him be king and priest at the same time. Y'all missed it. Book of Genesis, last time we saw king and priest at the same time. The order of Melchizedek. Only other time we've seen somebody be king and priest was in the book of Genesis with Melchizedek. Now David is operating in the office of not only leading the people back to Jerusalem, but leading people to Jesus. Because Jesus also authorized the authority of being a King of Kings, Lord of Lords, but Hebrews says also the high priest. He operates in both spaces. So when you see David praising here, he is preparing his people to see Jesus. Lord have mercy. So he expresses himself. It's thankfulness expressed. And David got folk looking like y'all looking. Because watch this. I don't need y'all watching me thanking. You should have called fire and started thinking about your own life. You ought to be on your couch right now, turn that TV off, and take about 30 seconds to think about how good God been to you when you ain't been good to him. How God brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Don't just spend time looking at me praising because you don't know my story. Only you know your story. Let your story match your praise. That's thankfulness expressed. Then, let's look at thankfulness extended. David proceeds now, and the Ark of the Covenant proceeds. It's now in Jerusalem. And now look what happens, ladies and just going back in the word. And they brought in, and the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter. Let me go back to 15. I ain't gonna fool Michael right now. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Wait a minute. David never told them shout. David ain't tell no trumpet start blowing. But when the people of God saw their leader, when the people of God saw their man of God, when they saw their king, praise God, they said it must be all right to praise God if the king praised God. See, Winfield would change if we would stop having kings go and do other stuff and start praising God. You ain't bad by shooting nobody. You ain't bad by slinging dope. You bad when you can lift holy hands and give God glory, when you can bow before his presence. I wish this house was full of men who don't care about what people think, who don't have any ego, who are not macho, but you are dependent on the Most High God. I'll cry before him. I'll lay out before him. That's how you lead people. Yeah. Because it ought to be infectious. You can teach them how to hunt. Have you taught them how to pray? You teach them how to shave. Have you taught them how to worship? You taught them how to get muscles. Have you taught them how to feed themselves the word of God? Because last time I checked, y'all, David is a man. Yeah, I know y'all ain't gonna like that point. He's a man who's thankful and dances before the Lord. Before he went to the bank and deposited, he thanked the Lord. Y'all missed it. Before he went on Facebook bragging about it, he took time and he thanked the Lord. Before he showed off how big and bad he is, he took some time and he thanked the Lord. Before he sat all this time washing it and scrubbing it and waxing it and sending shining wheels and shining rims and putting in a system and putting in pipes, he said, Lord, I thank you for four wheels. Thank you for something to move from point A to point B. It ain't gonna change till men who want to call themselves kings learn how to be priests. Because real kings know how to worship. I know y'all ain't ready for that, brothers, because it's too much bravado. Yeah. You got too much pride for that. But life have a way of breaking that pride. And you'll know when you really got it. You don't care what folks say. You call yourself a man. I sure am. But I thank the Lord for everything I got. Yeah. And they bring the Ark of the Lord into Jerusalem with shouting and playing the trumpets. And Mrs. David Michael is looking through a window, saw David leaping and dancing, and she despised him in her heart. Y'all just stick a pin there. We'll come back to her. I ain't ignoring her. I just don't want to fool her right now. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched. Missed it. They brought it in to the city of David to a prepared place for the presence of God. Missed it. Because if you got plans for the Lord's presence, ought to be a place for you to bring it. Bible says they had already pitched a tent for the Lord's presence. That meant David knew by faith, I ain't coming back here without the presence of God in the city. And I'm going to build a tent whether y'all like it or not. What you building a tent for? Ain't no presence here. It ain't that it ain't here now. I'm doing this in expectation for what he's getting ready to do. They laughed at Noah because there was no rain. But a few days later, when they built that ark and it started raining, Noah, where are you? Where is this ark? Let people keep laughing. Some stuff you're doing right now is not by what you see now. It's because of what you're seeing in expectation for what God's going to do. You don't see it now, but I got this business prepared. You don't see it now, but I got this vision prepared. You don't see it. So he was pitched for it. And he brought the ark. And look what David does. I love it, y'all. David praised him personally. Now he's going to spread Jesus. He's going to spread the love of God. Because if God been good to me, I want God to be good to you. Oh, y'all ain't going to like that one there. This ain't y'all point here about stuff being extended because you so selfish. Y'all just keep talking about how good God is to you, but you don't want God to be good to nobody else. But see, the truth of the matter is, God is good to me even when I'm bad to him. So if I'm bad, I know you ought to be bad. But if God can turn my life around, sister, he can turn yours around. If he can turn my life around, brother, he can turn your life around. Look at it. And they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Wait a minute. David did something personally, publicly, that he'd already done personally. Missed it. See, praise ain't hard, like I told you, when you do it anywhere. But see, the reason why we either don't do it enough publicly or do too much publicly is because we ain't done nothing personally. Now we got to sit and wait till you get through speaking in tongues because you ain't prayed all week. We got to sit here and pick you up and scrape you off the floor and scrape you off the wall because you ain't praised God nothing like this throughout the week. But now you want everybody else to see that. But see, now people can see David as an authentic worshiper because they saw him do the same thing here and they saw him do the same thing on the road to Jerusalem. Oh, I love it. That's extended. Let people see you praise God when you ain't preaching. Let people see you ain't praising God when you ain't on program. Let people see you still love God when you're at the ball game, when you're at Walmart, everywhere you go. You can't be spreading mess and then want people to hear your message. See, your thankfulness got to be extended beyond the pew. It's got to go beyond the pulpit. It's got to go beyond the walls of a church building. It's got to be in your life, in your walk, in your talk, in your character, in your integrity. I'm too thankful to get you back. It ain't that I couldn't get you back. I'm too thankful for what God delivered me from. Don't get it twisted. I can meet you in the middle of the air. I know how to put you in a dozen, and you don't even know you've been cracked. But I'm too thankful to how God delivered me to get you back like that. He made offerings and sacrifices before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of the offering, burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people. Y'all missed it. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. Y'all missed it. He blessed the people. He was blessed, so he decided to be a blessing. Lord have mercy. You in a mansion, and next door, they ain't got the lights on. It's quiet everywhere now, ain't it? You in a mansion gated, but your next door neighbor in shambles. How blessed are you really? Because your blessing only goes as far as you go. How can you be so happy and your neighbor is struggling, hungry? And that's why it's amazing to find the people of God who have a problem with benevolence. We don't care about anybody as long as our belly full, our accounts full, we got what we want, our children graduated, my grandbaby got the touchdown. You don't care about anybody else. That's not thankfulness. When you're thankful, you want other people to share in the goodness of God to you. So much so that that people, when they see you and your neighbor, they don't care where it came from. They just see two blessed people. And parenthetically, if you got to tell folk what you've been doing for people, you already got your reward. If you got to take a picture and post it on Facebook of what you've been good, the good deeds you've done, I hope you got enough likes. I hope you got enough hearts. I hope enough people said enough about you, because that ain't true gratefulness. That's not true giving. That's not true sacrifice when you're telling everybody. Oh, God bless me to be able to give $100 to these people, and you sit there posing with them. That's not gratefulness extended. Look what the Bible says. David blessed the people. Y'all missed this. He blessed the people. Then watch this. You ain't gonna like this in verse 19. And he dealt. David's so thankful that I can pray for you. I can help you. Then I can watch the game with you. I ain't so holy, I just can't say hey. Some of us, if your anointing, y'all, can be so affected by people, you must not have too much power. Oh, that my spirit, I can't inhale that herb. You was raised on herb. Your uncle had them herbs at Thanksgiving. Your auntie, you know what herbs smell like. Now it affects your own, my spirit, oh God. Like y'all don't know what liquor smell like. Now all of a sudden everything, oh my spirit, oh God. Now, you ought to have enough God to say, I don't want to smoke. I don't want to drink. Now, I got to hope that I live in a way that they don't want to do that by seeing my example. But I can't just not cut them off just because they do something I don't do. Because if you're too anointed to be around stuff, you must not have too much anointing. You got paranoia. That's not anointing. Tell the truth anyway, son. And we've offended and we've misrepresented the message of Jesus Christ. Who you think Jesus hung with? He hung with people nobody wanted to fool with. He hung with misfits. He hung with the least, the lost, and the left out. And the church will never be the church because we're so busy looking who we can keep out, more so who we can bring in. And truth be told, just like that woman they brought to Jesus who had been caught in adultery, how you know? What she been doing? Who she been doing it with? Because in order to bring her, you had to go get her. In order to go get her, you had nowhere. Lord have mercy. Let me get out of trouble. It's thankfulness extended. David blessed the people. And he spent some time amongst them in a word I said I won't go use no more, but I got to do it one more time. Fellowship. I said I won't go say that word no more around here. But it's a word called fellowship. David, Bible says that King David dealt amongst the people of God, which made him a better leader than any worship, any war he had fought, because he could deal with the people that he just blessed. He's extending his thankfulness. He ain't so holy. He can't say, hey there. How y'all doing? Good to see you. We're too holy and too busy to deal with each other. So my question to you is this. If you don't, can I get in trouble one time? Just one. Y'all let me get in trouble on Facebook, I know. if you don't like dealing with God's people, who you dealing with? It got quiet everywhere. Because we all have sociological needs. We have needs to belong to something and to be amongst others. Who you hang with if you just can't stand church folks? That means that you're only left with the alternative. And if you're left with the alternative, don't like us, that's what interrupts some of our praise. It's because you're trying to praise God with people you done condemned. But when I got nothing in my heart towards you, I'm not going to let you interrupt my praise and glory, because I don't mean you no harm. But sometimes you can't sing with folk you done cut them. I can't preach to people I done persecuted. Woo! I can't hear somebody I done disrespected. And I can't hear somebody I done been ugly to. And it affects my praise. See, we can tell when we into each other. I ain't got time. Because when we getting along, amen. When I'm PO'd at you, oh, I'm just in a place today. It's nothing wrong. I'm just in a... No, you hot with somebody. It's thankfulness expressed. Lord, help me, y'all, help me. It's thankfulness extended, and then thankfulness explained. He blesses the people, and they go home. They don't go home until their king blesses them. And they got so much from him, they're able to go home and bless their house. And David is still thankful. He's got enough thankfulness. He ain't got so much thankfulness for the world and the streets and the culture that he can't even take it home. What kind of man is he that can do it for everybody else but can't do it for his own home? What kind of woman love everybody else in the Lord but you don't love your own house? How you praising? We got to hear your testimony here, but your children ain't heard your testimony. They ain't heard your testimony. You know why some people don't come to worship and come to church? Because all they hear us say when we get home. When all you do is complain about the church at home, why would they want to come to it? And they think something wrong with you for keeping on going. See, they done heard you on the phone talking about sister such and such and brother below and sister shutdown. They done heard you talk about them. Why you think they gonna come with you and worship? And they already think they know everybody. Oh, boy, don't get in trouble. They already think they know the church business. And they already know everybody in the church because they done heard you on the phone. Why would they hear from a pastor and they done heard you run his name through the mud? Why would they hear from a deacon and hear something from the men of God and the women of God and you done run their character through the mud? Because you don't understand. He listening. She listening to what you saying. Them children, why you think them kids so disrespectful to our leaders? Because they hear the stuff you say about them at home. Because they never hear how God blessed my sister, how God's moving in my brother, how I thank God for my brother, how I thank God for my sister. It's just always some mess. Let me know if she say something to you. I'm coming up there. Let me know if he say something to you. I'm coming up there. And now you got them kids thinking they above reproach. And the devil is a tippy-toe liar. That's not how thankful people ought to be. Then when you're in leadership, you want them same kids. You want them same brothers, them same sisters to hear from you and to receive you. Because they've heard our They've heard some stuff at home. It's sad 8, 9, 10, 12-year-olds know how to fake church already because they see mom and daddy faking. They see you, praise God, and them kids be confused, huh? I thought mama said the next time she see her, she go slap her. Didn't mama say that? Didn't dad say he got one more time to say something to him and he go see them hands? Why is dad up here grinning with him? Why is mama up there hanging with her? Mama, then you say, is that the lady you said you gonna slap? That's what's gonna happen, I'm telling you now. Daddy, is that the dude right there you say you gonna do something to? My daddy say, you don't never go home to your wife. My mama say, you don't never do what you supposed to do for your husband. Keep on. Keep on. I'm not condoning what my parents and grandparents did. They had enough sense, though, to tell us to leave the room. They was about to say some stuff they ain't had no business. And we all knew that. So we went to rooms where we could hear it and they couldn't see us. Go up under the house, stuff like that where you can hear it. But they had enough integrity. They didn't want you to hear what they're about to say about somebody. You got to deal with it again. David said, I'm going to go home and bless my house. But look what's interesting in this text. I got to let y'all go. Look what's interesting in this text. What blesses me is that Michal is not called David's wife. She's called Saul's daughter. Now, we've got record of how her and David got hooked up. They really wasn't hooked up out of love. They were hooked up off of Saul's mess, because Saul was really trying to set David up. That's how he got Michal. And he said, I'll give you my daughter, and the diary was, you have to give me so many amount of Philistines, and David ended up, you know, defeating the odds, so he had to give Michal to David. That was part of the diary. So they really didn't get together off love. Whew. And I got to worship with a wife that don't really love me. I got to go home to something, and I know what's at home. It ain't that I don't know her. Because really, you can tell what's going on. You something ain't right. Because why are you worshiping, David? And she ain't by your side worshiping. Can I go on getting just big super-duper trouble? We already see some problems in his home because while he's down there ministering and leading and helping people, she's sitting in the window watching. Lord, have mercy. Lord, you told me if I stand for you, you will keep me. He's blessing the people. He ain't doing nothing wrong. He's blessing the people, but you're in a window overlooking it, but won't be a part of it. And Bible says she despised him in her heart. Why? Because her daddy despises him. Because the only reason you were given to David was to set David up. Y'all got together off something broken. And David having to figure out, how do I be a king? How do I worship God with that at the house? How I can't get her to love my people because she don't even love me. Because at the moment when I'm giving myself to God, she's nowhere present. These other folk appreciate my love for God, except for the woman. She's making a mockery of what's important to me. My life is based on this, and she's making a mockery. So sometimes we're tempted not to talk about how good God is because we know at home they don't even want to hear it. And watch this. David ain't even got to the Bathsheba years. David just been running from Saul to this point. He's right now trying to, y'all thought it was about Bathsheba. I messed that up. We ain't got to her yet. This dude is really doing the best he can. A man gonna be a man. Not this one. He's worshiping God. He made a mistake. God recovered him. God blessed him. God restored him. He's giving God praise. He's being a king and a priest. And it's bad when you can be a priest in the city and can't be a priest in your own house. And I could see if she didn't know what's going on. Bible says, while he blessing people, she watching. And getting madder and madder at him. Because look what she says when he comes to the house. Honey, I'm home. Look at your king, Mr. King. You made a bleep out of yourself. I want you to know. You made a complete A double money signs out of yourself. You supposed to be the king. You made yourself look really stupid. Uncovering yourself. Stick a pin here. Them handmaidens saw you. Stick a pin there. I'm coming back to it. I promise you I'm coming back. Them handmaidens saw you exposing yourself. Now, there's been people trying to always make off that scripture that David was dancing naked or just dance with his underwear. That's not what it was. But David did unloose some stuff. But David wasn't completely naked. That's just how she saw him. Because she don't want him exposing stuff. But watch this. Stop getting mad about him exposing what you don't appreciate. Because watch what she says. And the handmaiden saw you. Because that's who you looking at. Michael, because you don't care about his praise, you don't want to lose your position. You giving all that stuff to them and showing yourself to them, that's supposed to be mine. You don't want it. You wouldn't be, because I ain't got my mind on no handmaiden. I'm thankful to God for how good he been. You got your mind on that. Because it's all you see is them handmaidens. But it was more people that he blessed. Lord have mercy. I ain't making this up, y'all. I'm not making this up. But when you're really thankful, you ain't worried about what Babe got to say about it. Watch what he say. He said, because she's talking about you made yourself look worse than an empty man. You made yourself look less of a man. And you're supposed to be the king. How you go attack his praise? That's different than talking about, you can't provide for me. That's different because, okay, that attacks our manhood, but you're attacking my soul. You're attacking my soul. You can't mess up me and God now. Because God, the only reason I'm still putting up. You at home attacking what I'm doing. And then you creating your own stuff that ain't there. And you seeing what I'm doing. You in the window watching. But because your heart ain't right toward me or God, you creating stuff that's not even there. And all it is me expressing my gratitude, expressing my thankfulness to God. These are God's people, Michael. And I'm blessing God by blessing them. He said, let me explain something to you. Ain't that all your explanation? But let me sometime put my enemies in check and tell you why I do what I'm doing. He says, guess what? The Lord called me beyond your daddy. Your daddy is the one who's supposed to be here. But God chose me and replaced your daddy. Because part of what's wrong with you ain't that it's me you see. You see the enemy because you see where your daddy wanted to be. And you just carrying on your daddy's mess instead of loving me. Okay? Okay. Yeah. You hot with me because I represent moving on from your daddy. You're mad at me, but God been good to me because he called me beyond your daddy and all these other people he could have called, he chose me. So watch this, sweetheart. I'm going to be worse than this. If you think I was looking crazy before, every time I think about how good God is to me, I'm going to be worse than this. Now, you take this however you want to take this, what happens? He said, them same handmaidens you talking about, I ain't making this up, they go see me with honor. I ain't making this up. You laughing at me, they looking. That's what a real man does. That's a real man of God. Keep on. The ones you worried about looking at, they don't see me like you see me. It's quiet everywhere now. He said, I'm going to be even more vile. I'm going to be even more undignified than this. Because my praise ain't based on my position. It's based on the fact God saved me and chose me for such a time as this. Keep your mouth off my praise. I'm going to be worse than this. And I might look crazy at times, and I'm okay with that, David said. I might look foolish at times, but I know what I mean. Because this is to the Lord. And I know I'm being real in what I'm giving to the Lord. In verse 24 says, Michael never conceived until her death. Bible don't say, David never had more children. Bible says Michael never had any more children. Because God did not want that spirit of Saul. Because you can't reproduce with praise breakers. He can find women anywhere. But you insulting the soul of God's anointed. And you think God go honor that and put life in you? Sometimes we're wondering why I'm not producing. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. Why some stuff ain't happening. Because you've been trying to shut down other people's praise. You've been trying to take their very soul from them by some words you've spoken, by some stuff you put into play. God heard it. Because watch what the Bible says now. She never said nothing in front of the people to him. She did wait till he got home and try to blast him. I will give her that. I give her that. She did blast him at home. Some of us, we'll just blast him right there at the spot. At least the lady had enough ladiness to blast him when they got home. But watch what the Bible said. When she was looking down there, the Bible says she despised him in her heart. And see, that's the place that people don't see, but God does. And ladies and gentlemen, whether you love God or not, he still knows your heart. He know when you're putting on. He know when you're real. That's why it ain't up to me to tell you if you're real or not. You know, and he knows. But the problem with that is that if you're not real and you're not sincere, you won't produce. God has a way of shutting up your spiritual womb. But when you're really thankful, you don't mind telling folk, there's a story behind my praise. And I wonder today that when you give God glory, when you praise God every day of your life, do you think about the story of how far God brought you, the ways he's made, the doors he's opened? When you were sick, he healed you. When you were broke, he provided. When you were lonely, he held you. When your enemies wouldn't leave you alone, he still took care of you. There's a story behind our praise. When you're really thankful in this season, and have I mentioned a turkey yet? Have I mentioned upside down cake yet? Have I mentioned sweet potato or pumpkin pie yet? I've mentioned God being good. With or without some people, because one person saying something against you, look at all the people David has blessed in Jerusalem. Somebody will be blessed by your testimony, and then some people will be mad by your testimony. But stop wasting all your energy trying to get people whose heart ain't right to understand your testimony. But there are other people who need to be blessed by their testimony, because they see God and see you right. Give God praise for his word on today. Glory to God. Glory to God. When you're really thankful, you just don't care what people have to say. Whether you're a king or not, you don't care what people got to say about it. It don't take all that. You can't tell me what it takes, because you don't know what it took to get me here. Am I talking to people who know, who've been in some dark places? And you sitting here right now with a reasonable portion of health and strength and a right mind. You don't tell me it don't take all that. I'm doing all I can right now to stay grounded. I wish I had wings like a dove. I would fly away when I think about how good God been to me. But this world we live in, this society, wants you to focus on, they don't care if you express your misery. The devil wants you to express how lonely you are, express your depression, express your problem. But time God turned around, he want to shut up your praise. No. When he cut me, I said, ouch. When he healed me, I say, thank you. I offer Jesus to you now.